Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And we're having just a tremendous conversation with Maggie Rodriguez, who is an attorney, but the more important part of her being an attorney is she's in the Nassau County Department of Discrimination, or Human Services, excuse me.
Human Rights.
And at the break, Ann was having a conversation with Maggie that I think you should take public.
Okay, Shirley. Just before we leave the housing issues that we've been discussing, one of the concerns is that as people live for a long period of time in one location, such as an apartment house, and it is not accessible, and the building has no intent of making it accessible, they are basically forcing out people if they now become so-called in need of assistance and cannot manage the steps, or the elevator is questionable as far as reliability is concerned. How do we deal with this on a discriminatory basis?
And I'm glad you're bringing this up, because this is an issue that is out there and it is increasing. And also, as you said, it should not be that way, because the ADA was created. The American with Disabilities Act, which is a federal act, was created to help out the disabled people in our society. And let's face it, as we get older, what comes with old age? Disabilities. So if we intend to get old, so most of us intend to be disabled. So if the land, when it comes to co-op, like I said, co-op, you got to look at as to what the bylaws said. Read it. However, that is not an escape for the association not to do work. If it is their responsibility to do the work, the law says if you've made major repairs to the building, one of the things you're going to have to do is make it easily accessible. Make it wide enough for wheelchairs to get in. Also, make like a rampant in case somebody has a walker. Best example. I walk into a brand new building, just new built. I try to reach out for the light switch. Now, I am 5'6", and I usually wear heels. Of course, I can reach it. But as we get older, we tend to be shorter. I had problem reaching out for the light switch, so I can just imagine what somebody else with disability, who may be wheelchair bound, or maybe walker, may have difficulty reaching it. The law says if the buildings have made major repair to the building, we've had a building recently who've had major repair to the building, and they refuse to make a ramp wheelchair so that a wheelchair can walk in. And we had to get involved. First of all, they said, well, it's very costly. Yet, you've made major repairs to the building. And I would think one of the major things
that should have been included.
Exactly. Right. Would be that. We would look into it. If a person walks in, we would get involved, we'd file a complaint, and many, many times, landlords or co-op boards, they tend to listen to us.
Just hold your thought for 1 second. I just want to give out, somebody wants to get in touch with the Commission on Human Rights.
And
phone
the
number.
And the number is 516-571-3662. Again, 516-571-3662. We are open 9 to 4:45 Monday to Friday. You don't need an appointment to come in. However, if you're going to come in, if you want us to sit down to help you out, we encourage people to come in before 3:30. Because it gives us enough time to sit down with you, at least until 4:30. At 4:45, this is when the office closes.
Right, I understand that. Perfect.
Just one last question. On the apartments that we're talking about, is this a certain number of people, or is this something, or does it matter if it's a large building, a small building, as far as accommodating and making the building accessible?
If it is a building, I am sure it has at least 7 or 8 units more. So What I'm telling people out there, the best thing for you to do is, if you have a concern, if you have an issue like that, give us a call. Even if we're not able to help you, we will refer you to the correct agency or to the correct place for you to get help. Because many, many times we get people who calls in, we may not be able to help them. We get calls in about different issues that doesn't have to do with human rights. We're not going to turn you away. We're going to try to help you. And we want you to call us, and we want you to visit us in the office. And we are even doing lunch hour, the way we do it, there's always somebody there to help you out.
And that number is 516-571-3662. And what Maggie is really putting across, I think, very clearly is, and this you can correct me, 95% of them are good complaints. There probably is a few that, guess what, you can't have everything you want, and the landlord or the owner of the company or wherever it's going to be may not be doing something wrong. Maybe they're not doing the nicest thing, but it may not be something wrong. But it behooves you, if you're listening to the show and you think you're being, you know, discriminated against for any of these things we're talking about, it's a phone call. And you sit down with Maggie or somebody else in her office, and they'll turn around and say, here's what your next step should be.
Absolutely, because the whole thing is, I always say to myself that for you to feel a certain way, there got to be something that happens. Mm-hmm. It may not have to do with human rights. It may not have, maybe, like you said, you may want the landlord or the real estate agent or the employer to do the correct thing. It may not be what the law tells them to do. However, by calling us, we will tell you what the law says, and we would talk to you. We would listen to you. And many, many times, all a person needs is somebody to listen to. Many people walk into my office and say, you know what, I don't care if we win or lose, but the fact that you were able to hear us out and to listen to what we are saying, that made us feel important. And to me, that's the best. You've made my day when you said that.
Just another thing that we want to just touch on quick, because time goes so fast, in reference to the senior population, age discrimination on job applications.
Oh, boy.
That, I think, would be enough. Because, unfortunately, the announcement today that the GDP for the country grew at 1.1%. I mean, things are not booming by no means. And, unfortunately, the seniors are the ones that have been laid off because they have the most, you know, the greater salaries, so they can hire somebody younger and cheaper. But that's a discrimination issue.
It used to be, when I first started back in 1994, our number one complaints. I remember the first day when I walked into the office, I was assigned 60 cases against one employer. I'm not going to mention what the employer was, but that particular employer was the biggest employer in Nassau County. And it was an age discrimination case. And we won it, and we got a lot of money it was very clear that the people were being fired because of their age and because they have seniorities. It is absolutely against the law to terminate an employee, to treat an employee differently, to subject an employee to discrimination because of his or her age. It is absolutely against the law. And we cannot make it clearer than that. You cannot subject anybody to any type of discrimination because of their age. Nor can you force somebody to retire unless the person has already agreed to retire. You cannot say, let me give you a perfect example. We've had the case recently. This person comes into the office and said, I've been working for this company for over 30 years. Now, this person started when she was about 21, so it's not now she's 51. She said to me, I know they want me out, but I'm not going to retire. What am I going to do? I mean, I'm 51 years old. I'm too old to get a job. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I said to this person, what do you mean they want you to go? What have they done? Well, I used to do certain work, which I've been doing for the past 20 years. Slowly, they've taken it away from me. Slowly, they're telling me, well, why don't you take some time off? You have enough time in the book. Take some time off. And then all of a sudden, I'm being written up for things that I was told to do. Now, all of a sudden, I'm not supposed to do it. And no one told me that I wasn't supposed to do it. I can read the writing on the wall. Right. I know slowly they're pushing me away and all that. And I'm like, tell me what else has happened. Tell me exactly what has happened. How are you being treated? And it so happened this person, they really wanted this person to go. And number one, this person was making a little bit more money, but rightfully so, because after giving a company 30 years of your life, that's dedication.
Right.
Okay. And this person filed a complaint, and we've had what is called a two-party conference, which is similar to an informal hearing where both parties are there. And then it was, and I'm also the hearing officer in the office. Okay. And I listened to both the complainant and the respondent. And based, at first when the person comes into me, I'm like, when somebody files a complaint, in my head, complainant's lies, respondent's lie. But once you have the two people there, you kind of get a good sense of where the
determination truth is.
Exactly. Yep. And it was obvious to me, even though the person who made the decision to terminate this particular employee was older than the employee, and it was obvious to me, and also to the investigator assigned to the case, that the complainant's age was definitely a factor. Now, his or her work performance had nothing to do with the decision, but for the fact they wanted to bring in two younger people to do her work.
It's amazing.
It is.
And though, you know, unfortunately, we're out of time. I just want, at the end of that story, we've got 1 minute to go. The important thing is the number is 516-571-3662 to get in touch with Maggie or anybody at the Commission on Human Rights. But also, and this is what's coming across with Maggie, they have a friend in you. And that's the most important thing. They can feel comfortable, anybody going in to talk to you, and you're their advocate.
And also, we have a Spanish-speaking investigator there for
okay.
people who don't. And also, if the person have a lack of English language, we do go out there and find people who can do translation. And we do ask people, if you have a problem with speaking English, bring in somebody with you who can translate, because
right.
that does make life easier.
Terrific. Maggie, I thank you so much. We've been with Maggie Rodriguez, who is with the Commission on Human Rights as an attorney and as an investigator and a supervisor. So she has it all, and she's watching out for everybody. Thank you. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.